Welcome back to Willis Ness, Season 7, Episode 1. What total episode is that?
71!
Roughly.
Yeah.
Hope everybody had a good holiday, a good 2025 as we've started off. We took a little bit of a break and then illnesses and holidays, so here we are coming back with another 10-episode season. If you don't know already, we're playing every Super Nintendo game out there. We do not get to choose which Super Nintendo game we want. We're at the mercy of a randomizer wheel.
Of the machine.
The machine. And so we just spin it. So maybe we get to play a great game. Maybe we get to play a really bad game. For the most part, you forget out of the over 700 games that there's a lot of these I've never even heard of.
Yeah.
And this one is probably one I've never heard of.
I've never heard of, I know about it. I know the book. I know the movies.
So this week, to start off the season, we got Nosferatu. Is that how you say it? And,
ironically, just got re-released.
Yes, there was another damn thing, another game I feel like we played that had like a fucking movie coming out.
I can't remember.
It was probably fucking Dracula or what. So I didn't know what the hell Nosferatu is. I'm just going to go ahead and say Nosferatu is just another shitty fucking Dracula movie is what it's going to be. I'm not going to watch the new one. I've heard of some folks that have. Actually, one of my friends, if he hasn't released it on his podcast, it's From Cameras to Couches. He does a lot of current and pop culture movie reviews. I know he watched it. I do not think he was a fan of it. So, you know, what? I hate to sound this way, but best vampire movie? Twilight? I'm gonna go, I guess, Underworld.
Underworld series were really good.
And the only reason I like that part of the vampire so much is number one, Kate Beckinsale and them tight ass fucking leather pants. Yep. Yes, please. Yep. Number two is you got fucking werewolves and or lichens and fucking vampires fighting each other, and that's pretty fucking cool too.
But you are forgetting the best vampire movie,
John Carpenter's Vampires. That is the best one. I just thought of it.
Okay.
What am I missing?
Technically, you're missing three. You're missing Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Okay.
Based on historical events.
Naturally.
That's all true. Dracula Dead and Loving It. The Mel Brooks one.
I never watched
Dead. Really? Oh, dude, you'd love it because they make fun of everything Dracula. It's so, because he has the traditional Bram Stoker's robe, the big poofy hair, the red cape, and they just make fun of him the entire time.
What do you think the most overrated vampire movie is?
Twilight.
I'm gonna fire some shots. I like the movie, but by God, the fucking amount of love that this damn movie gets. Fucking Lost Boys.
Yeah,
Lost Boys. I feel that it is just way overhyped for what it is. Yeah. But you know.
Yeah.
As old as it is, it's probably like saying the original Friday the 13th is way overhyped. Well, I guess it's probably a different fucking era, you know. So, as a man that could have his shit together, I'm trying to find the box art on this, Josh. And I have the box art found, but it is upside down or sideways, and I will not be reading it that way.
Let's see here. The other thing is, honestly, I mean, I did like the new Dracula Untold, I guess.
Yeah, it was okay. I feel like Dracula and Godzilla are in the same boat of you just can't make a good fucking game or a good movie.
I did watch, speaking of Godzilla, I did finally watch the new Empire, Godzilla, Kong, and all that stuff. I watched that one. That one was, it's Rampage. That's all it is. It's just Rampage. Godzilla -1 or -1 or whatever it's called. The new traditional Japanese style Godzilla movie wasn't terrible.
Yeah, I kind of feel like probably your original The old school,
yeah,
Godzillas were pretty good, probably. I remember watching them and them being somewhat cool. That's why I say that. Well, it looks like I'm probably gonna have to read this sumbitch sideways, Josh.
Save it. Save the download.
Okay, I'm rocking on it.
And then edit and rotate.
Okay, right. Looky there. Now, let me zoom out so I can read this. So, as if watching a fucking movie about Nosferatu, I'm just telling you. It's like you got goddamn Dracula, that's your damn Dr. Pepper. You got Nosferatu, that's like Dr. Thunder. Like,
dude, it's more than Dr. Thunder. That
is Nosferatu fucking Dracula?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I know about the Nosferatu box here, Josh. Nosferatu. It is kind of fun to say, you know.
Nosferatu.
I figure like maybe Dracula. I don't know. It's a race of time. Kyle must save his fair maiden, Erin, before the evil clutches of Nosferatu can sway her fate forever. Dungeons and graveyards are only a few obstacles in his path, littered with traps and beasts of unspeakable nature. Join Kyle's journey into darkness to return his love before her soul is lost for eternity. Then we go down to some bullet points. 16 megs of dramatic action and adventure at its best. With 6 master stages, 14 sub-levels, and countless hidden rooms, Nosferatu will challenge you with fun and adventure. Discover treasures and hidden secrets on every level. Fluid play control for speed and maneuvering. Multiple hit combinations, including flying reverse kicks, roundhouse kicks, spinning back fist, and many more. Awesome movie-like graphics, including more than 350 frames of character animation, realistic arcade-style action. Battle creatures like werewolves, beholder eyes, stone golems. They spell golems, G-H-O-L-E-M-S. Golems. Gargoyles and Vlad the Impaler, in parentheses, Nosferatu himself. So, I mean, fucking Vlad's damn Dracula, so that answers that. Superb soundtrack and quality sound effects. So, I don't know. Does that make you want to run through a fucking wall? Does that make you want to channel your inner Kyle? And
inner Kyle. Let me chug that Monster Energy drink right now, because here we go.
So, the Area 50, Storming Area 51. It was the Kyles that had a whole sect. It was, yes, part of the plan. Yeah. It was the Naruto runners, the Kyles.
The furries.
Yeah, maybe the Karens.
Yep.
Okay, I thought it was the fucking Kyles.
Yep.
So, the game was released in Japan first, October 94 in Japan. Came to U.S. in July of 1995, a late bloomer there.
That's very late.
It was developed and published by the SATA Corporation. We have played one SATA game, Josh.
Bram Stoker's Dracula?
No, that would have been pretty good. I will say, if you look at the graphics of it, even though they're nothing similar, I feel like you could loosely connect the dots.
Super Valis.
No. You won't know it until I tell you.
Just probably.
Because some of the graphics are definitely different on this game compared to most Super Nintendo games. So think about some games that had unique graphics that we played.
Gods. Now, is it the same type of platformer?
No. Absolutely no.
Okay.
Like, so the farthest thing from this.
Sports game, maybe?
No.
Let's see here. It wasn't Star Fox. Obidus.
I would not have been able to guess it myself.
Might and Magic.
I knew that we played a fucking SATA game. I couldn't tell until I seen it, and I was like, oh my god. It was Airstrike Patrol. What was the other one we played?
Super Strike Eagle.
That was caw-caw, caw-caw.
Yeah, boom, that's caw-caw, caw-caw, boom, boom.
Airstrike Patrol. So, you know, it definitely had a unique gameplay to it as well. It
made you motion sickness.
Yeah, I feel like probably if I played the... I forget how many Sega games there were in the U.S. There wasn't a lot. I would imagine they all have a very unique gameplay. Yeah. And I'm not necessarily mad at it for that. This one probably was more palatable than the Airstrike Patrol. But I guess you would say, is a single platformer, action adventure.
Sure.
So.
Puzzle.
Yeah. Kind of like Gods.
Yeah.
Like whatever we call that. Probably an action adventure platformer.
Yeah.
You know, different than Gods, but. I really ain't got a whole lot to build up. I mean, I can tell you the fucking plot, and it's about the most basic fucking plot there is. You know, guess what fucking Nosferatu Dracula did? He went and stole some bitch named Erin.
Yep.
And you know what happened? Kyle, now that we mentioned Kyle, the energy drink guy, literally rides a goddamn horse up to the fucking...
Kicks down the door to the castle.
Yes, he damn chugged some Monster energy drinks. He ran in the goddamn door, and he's like, fuck you, Dracula, I'm coming and getting my damn bitch.
Yep.
And so he's just like, I'm coming to this castle, I'm going to go hell or high water, I'm not leaving without her.
Yep.
With nothing but his fucking wits and his fist and
an
empty energy drink.
Yep.
So that's pretty much the whole game is. In most Dracula movies, and just going, there was a Netflix fucking movie or a Netflix miniseries of vampires that had something to do with Dracula.
It was called Dracula.
That was all right.
It wasn't bad.
I wish you like. Feel like it had promise. But give me more.
Yeah.
There was a lot of fucking killing.
It was only like 6 episodes or something like that. It wasn't much.
And that's when that guy's telling the story and they're like, you haven't been breathing the whole time you're here. It's like, fuck right.
Yeah. You know?
But then it's like, why do we send like 12 people to go kill Dracula? Like,
you know Dracula can kill armies.
Maybe Dracula Untold is like the most people that ever tries to go after Dracula. But it's just like, look at goddamn Keanu Reeves. I don't even know about who's interviewing them fucking vampires. I never watched that fucking shitty movie. But I'm betting there ain't no more than 6 people in that goddamn castle, you know?
I thought you were going to say, you know, look at Keanu Reeves and John Wick. Send an army. They sort of did.
Yeah, so, you know, Kyle just runs in. Like, and I think, why? Like, for God's sake, go in there with, like, a fucking team. Like... I see these movies with...
Kyle doesn't need a team. He's hopped up on Monster.
I'll go ahead and tell you, I played as Kyle. I needed a fucking team. Like, you get all these movies. Look, there's a damn movie about that kid that's a fucking vampire. And there's like 12 people in the fucking house. What's that movie called?
What?
Hang on. It's like recent. It's like some little girl, and they're like, oh, this is a sweet girl. And they're like, no, they signed up to, like, spend the night in this fucking house. Classic trope. And,
the fuck are you... The only thing I can think of with Kid Vampire is literally Kid Vampire or Little Vampire or...
Little Vampire. That was pretty good. Hang on.
With the vampire cows.
Abigail. So it's a group...
That's not a vampire!
Yes!
Abigail's a vampire. I thought it was a demon.
No, no, no. It says it right here. She's a vampire. Like, she gets more people. I think they actually, it says a group of kidnappers who get in over their heads. Okay, well, you probably brought yourself. I thought they were all in a fucking house. I was like, they got more goddamn kidnappers than go after fucking Dracula. But anyways. So, yeah, I don't understand. One person rolling in over here, I'm all over the place. Dracula X was all right. I like Dracula X. It was okay.
It wasn't bad. But no. Kyle's hopped up on energy drinks. He doesn't need an army. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't take an army to kill somebody. It takes one person.
Okay. devil's out questions. This is legitimate. I'm just thinking of this because I'm all over the place. So, what are valid ways to kill a fucking vampire?
Stake through the heart.
Stake through the heart. I probably know like three, maybe.
Sunlight. Silver.
Ooh, I forgot about silver. So, like, if you decapitate one, does that kill him?
Yes.
Okay. Because
the removal of the head from the body will kill it as long as you don't reattach the head and the body back within X amount of hours, days, or whatever.
Okay. So, say you're young Kyle, and Bar Wench Erin has been stolen, and you're going to go get her back, and you ride this motherfucking horse. Where the fuck is your stake? Where's your fucking silver? What are you going to do? Just grab his head and rip it off with your bare hands? He has nothing. Nothing.
Fight him in one-to-one combat until the sun rises.
Like, no, I do not accept it. It's just going to be a gentleman's put your dukes up.
Yeah, it's going to be put your dukes up, and you get one punch every 2 minutes.
I don't know, man. There's problems with Nosferatu. I just don't. I don't have nothing left on the build-up. I'm just completely perplexed by another fucking Dracula game that...
Not Dracula.
And a fucking Dracula movie that's probably going to suck. I'll watch it when it goes to, like, HBO or something, and then I'll still be pissed off the whole time I'm watching it. Now, if the movie has a guy named Kyle in it, and he's... Okay. If a movie I've never watched...
Here we go, buddy. I'm ready to rock this with you.
This is what I need to happen for me to get on board and eat some crow on these fucking Dracula movies. This new Nosferatu movie, I want it to be a guy named Kyle, literally like no escape, run. And I just want him running nonstop through this fucking castle, just like that damn movie is.
Yep.
And then at the end, instead of fighting the leader of the island, you fight Nosferatu. That's what I want to happen in this movie, and I will be entertained.
But every time he stops and takes a break for a second, he pulls out a Monster Energy drink.
No. I already know at the end battle, he's like, yeah, I got something. And he pulls out a Monster Energy drink. Nosferatu says, that ain't going to kill me. And he says, this ain't for you. And then chugs. That is exactly.
Bites into it.
Oh, yeah. Like, bites the whole
time. Turns into a werewolf.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's get into the gameplay on this, Josh. I'm frazzled. Frazzled over this. I'm going to jump in to make it. I will say, the startup is pretty cool and graphically good.
I was going to say, pleasing?
I would say, so I don't know what you necessarily call the artwork on a Super Nintendo, like your cutscenes and all this, but I guess, I don't know if you'd call it like fucking pixel art. I don't know if it's like a pixeled GIF. You know, it's a lot of GIFs fucking pixels.
GIFs 1 minute at that point.
Well, and it would be basically, I bet you, there's GIFs that's got more memory than some of the scenes. But, like, you look at something like True Lies, where, you know, Sony has it, and you're like, oh, they're going to put the money in. It looked really shitty, them still frames.
Yeah.
They kind of had, like, a moving picture. Like, the part where Kyle's riding in there on the horse looked different than any other thing I've ever seen on the fucking Super Nintendo. Like, I'm like, okay, it's not good compared to today's, but compared to everything else that you've seen, it was pretty pleasing.
It was good.
And at the end of the day, you gave me just another generic Dracula storyline and cutscenes, and it was kind of like interesting because I thought the artwork was pretty good.
Yeah.
That, believe it or not, that's probably like the most amazing thing is I'm like, man.
I despise vampires, but this is all right.
I don't despise
vampires. Unless it's Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah. They just don't make a whole lot of sense to me. Fucking Blade.
Blade solid.
The best vampire scene, period, is that fucking rave with that music going
on. Oh, yeah. And he's just going, hey, what? Yeah.
And then I'll never forget. That's when Surround Sounds was new, and I was at a friend's house, and he threw that fucking...
Boomerang.
Bladerang.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Blade. Blade's it.
What about Queen of the Damned?
I watched it, and I feel like it was okay, and I don't remember any of it. So I feel like, other than it having Aaliyah in it, That is all I need to know about it.
Okay.
If I can't remember it, it wasn't that good, right?
Right.
I mean, I can remember the fucking song from Blade. I bought the goddamn soundtrack. I worked at Walmart. I'm just like a fucking techno bitch in East Tennessee. All right, I've got a parallel to this one. Hang on.
Blade did have one of the best sidekicks.
Wheeler.
Whisker.
Or Whisker, yes.
Yeah. An old cantankerous Jeff Bridges fuck.
Yeah, he was a good one. Yeah. You know, I even like the second and third ones. I don't care. That third one's bad.
Third one's terrible, but
still
it's funny.
You had fucking Triple H. You had goddamn
Ryan Reynolds.
Jessica Biel.
Yep, Jessica Biel.
Goddamn Hunger Gaming before Hunger Games was a thing. Piper Posey. I felt like she was the best part of that movie.
Yeah.
Probably does not hold up.
Oh, absolutely. It probably doesn't.
Yeah, it's kind of like Deadpool the Vampire Hunter. So, yeah, it does. And everybody's going to say this, and it's kind of obvious, is in the pro, I've got this, and in the nose, I got this. It has a Prince of Persia feel to it, movements of it. But the problem is, it doesn't have like Prince of Persia. Fluid
Prince of Persia. Yeah,
it's like not clunky. Prince of Persia like PS2. It's like Prince of Persia MS-DOS.
Yeah, it's very clunky.
But, you know, that's a positive. It's at least kind of somewhat familiar. Yes, Satan. And, you know, hey, there's a handful of bosses. Most of the bosses is kind of what you expect. Now, I did not make it to all these fucking bosses.
Oh, I did not either.
I got shit wrecked in this fucking game. This game was...
It's brutal.
...fucking hard. And I will go ahead and tell you, the speed runs are pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, to the point that I want to watch a speed run.
Yeah, like it.
But, you know, you're fighting... You know, and the basic enemies is the enemy design's pretty good overall. You're fighting like fucking ghouls. You got like little fucking centipedes. You got damn little fucking teabagging skeletons or whatever they are. We're gonna circle back around to those in a minute. Just letting you know. Then you know you got like everything you would expect fighting like a fucking crypt, and then you're fighting fucking werewolves, elemental monsters. You got Dracula. The only one I don't understand is the two ape men that you fight. I don't really know where they come from, but like they're just two like baboon looking things there, and I don't really understand it, you know. But
see, now with me, what I chalked them up to was think of them like Igor.
Yeah, I would rather had like an actual Igor.
Yeah,
fighting them, you know, maybe somebody that even if he was like the first boss and he's like, of course, you know, they're gonna make him out to not being very smart, but you know, give him a lot of health.
Yeah,
and easy to beat, a lot of health, you know.
Yeah, listen, I talked the eight guys up to Igors, not really Igor itself, but servants, somebody that Nosferatu bossed around, because you gotta remember Nosferatu, Dracula and them, they are the kings of the night, the monsters. Hotel Transylvania, by the way, is also a vampire movie.
My wife thought I met a vampire one time. I don't know if that's a safe story to talk about on the podcast, but she thought I ran into a vampire. We'll just get into this. I was in fucking Vegas, and this
you came across a woman of the night.
Yes, a hooker. It's like, I guess seeing this loser over here was trying to pick me up, but Allie was on her way over here, and I'm like, please leave. And then Allie walks up, and she's like, who's this? I'm like, this is fucking Nicole, Allie. She's a lady of the evening, and she's like, a vampire? And I'm like, yeah, she'll suck something, I'm sure, you know. And then Allie proceeds to talk to her, and I'm like, oh, that's a fucking hooker, dude. Like,
unless you buy and wears, tell her to go on her way.
That was a better vampire instance than most of these fucking movies. I forgot about that one. You know, you get six, seven, eight bosses. So, I mean, there's a lot of gameplay here. More gameplay than I can palate. To me, the gameplay part of it is going to probably be more on a break it because the game is so big, because it's so fucking tough.
Yeah.
But, and I feel like it's tough right off the fucking bat. Like, it ain't like...
It's not an easy game.
No.
It's a good game.
Yeah, throw this one out here, and I'm kind of fucking happy about it. Healthy about it. We got a fucking game where your goddamn power-ups and the shit you pick up fucking matter.
Yep.
So, you know, I know your red crystals, you get red, green, and blue crystals, and you get fucking hourglasses to extend time. The crystals basically, you know, give you health, extend your health bar, power you up a little bit there. So it is kind of cool. So, like, in this game, you know, it's not like one of these point-based games where you're just scrambling for points that doesn't is, you know,
irrelevant.
When you see something, you fucking need it.
Yep.
Now, I'll go ahead and tell you, there's some of them, they know you're going to need it, and then you get a goddamn...
You get a teabagging skeleton
in your face. Like, these skeletons jump out like that goddamn woo on fucking Hangover out of the trunk of that car. Like, before you even know it, there is a naked skeleton on your face. Yeah. And, but, you know, so there are some times when you're like, it ain't even worth going down there for that shit. Anything you want to add? I've got one more, Josh, on the make it part for me.
No, I mean, I do like the fact that they try to use all the control for everything that you give and done. But again, the way the gameplay was with the controls, like, it was a very clunky Prince of Persia. If it was more fluid, more seamless, I think it would be a whole lot better. I will say this, I did enjoy sprite design because it was very unique. I'm going to bring that back from the opening because it was a different... art style, sort of.
Now, I agree. Some of the levels I feel like were a little bland.
Yeah, levels. But level.
I've got in here. Wrote my last one is literally between the cut scenes and some of the designs. I think this is visually the best looking game that we've played. Like,
yeah,
it's weird because it moves different than what normal does. It's like it tracks differently on today's modern TVs, but it is definitely different than every other Super Nintendo game visually. And I think I like it because I'm like, you know, at that time, it's kind of goofy looking now and it's nothing to write home about. At that time, it's probably like, whoa, look at this. Like, this is as close to, you know, like, oh my God, look at these fucking graphics. They're so realistic. Yeah. Like, this is going to be, this might be the best graphically...
pleasing game.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you know, when you're doing cartoon games and stuff, it's going to look better, but, like, actual...
They try to make this look more realistic. They try to bring realism
into this. And I like that. I like that. I ain't got nothing more on the making of it, Josh.
No.
Of course, you know, I'm a little more skeptical on fucking vampires, apparently, than anybody else.
The only other thing is, I mean, sound effects made sense for appropriate times and everything like that, if you want to rock them home, but I believe in that in the middle of the road.
I was looking at a list, and I think it had some, like, low-key good soundtracks and stuff, and this was on it. I didn't think it was that good for my taste.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was fucked. I mean, I was just... replaying the same levels over and over, so it kind of got old.
Yeah.
So, you know, the music may not be that bad if you're fucking good and you can actually get through several levels of this, but for me, I was not, and I got tired of hearing the shit, you know.
I played this while slowly dying of the flu and a sinus infection, so I did not make it far.
So, I'm going to bring it into the break it, and this is going to be a common thing that's said too, that's fucking accurate, regardless of anything you look on it. The pro is it kind of has a Prince of Persia, and the con is it's got a lesser than likely feel. And I had Lester the Unlikely growing up. I bought it at like the fucking rental store.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably Lester Unlikely. It's probably a more pricey game than you expected to be. And I was like, oh, okay, where you're playing is this geek. This will be cool. No, I literally played that game for an hour, and I'm like, this is fucking shit.
Yeah, this is
like, I was pissed off. Like, I was like, can I take this back? and see if they'll let me pick another game out, because I'm like, this is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
And so it kind of had like the Prince of Persia feel, but it was like you were playing Lesser Than Likely.
Yeah. Very slow. Very slow.
Okay, I got that down here late on my family feud of Survey Says. Literally, I got game is slow as shit.
Yeah, it wants to be the Prince of Persia fast paced, but it's so slow.
What is the correct quote? Game is slow as smoke off shit, is what I will say.
That's yours?
But,
game is slow. It's more interesting to watch paint dry.
It is fucking slow. And the other part that makes it kind of slow is the controls are a fucking mess.
Yeah. I appreciate them using all the control, but...
Well,
it's terrible.
They only use two buttons, unless you had something on your emulator. You had attack and jump, and then it was all up, down, you double tap. Now, fighting was,
My double tap was one button on my emulator.
Okay, double tap was to run.
Yeah, no.
So you literally, it was like
mine was,
three buttons is all, or the control pad and two buttons is all you use.
Yeah, no, mine, I hit it. Is instead of double tapping the emulator over, I hit another button and it was like a sprint.
Yeah, that's not the way it was made. It was really shitty. Now you could change your jump and you could change your
attack,
but to one of the four buttons, and that was, you know, two buttons is all you fucking used with your control pad. No, yeah. L, no R. Pause.
I had a toggle, I guess, for sprint.
So, two things that, well, before we get into that, one thing that kind of made the game boring is, even though here I'm going to devil advocate that picking up, going to the treasure chest meant something, is no weapons, I felt like, make the game really fucking boring. Like, I'm not a Castlevania. I've never really got into Castlevania. You ain't going to say that I'm not a fan of it. I've played it, and I just... It's not for me. I don't get why people are so into Castlevania. But it's like, okay, well, I can at least in Castlevania, or when you're talking about, like, you know, Ghouls and Ghosts, you know, you could pick up fucking whips. You could pick up holy water.
Yeah, Super Ghouls and Ghosts is a fucking beast.
And so, like, being able to at least... an opportunity to pick up a weapon, even, I mean, shit, the easiest thing you could do is give me, like, a little damn throwing fucking knife or a slingshot or something. But, yeah. Like, I felt like with not having any weapons through this whole fucking game, all I'm going to do is the same punches over and over. I mean, yeah, you combo up a little bit, you know,
but they don't mean anything.
But, yeah, it made the gameplay feel more repetitive. It did not do itself any favors. And another thing I don't think did itself any favors is they did a lot with the fucking level design, but I don't think it was good.
No.
I hated the fucking level design. I guess to go back to fucking controls, I spent probably a legitimate 3 minutes trying to figure out. I took it and went into a damn room, and then I got fucking locked out. So here I am, I've got like a little space that big, and I got to try to fucking figure out how to run and slide. Yeah. That was harder to figure that out than it should be, and it wasn't good. And I ran into the wall 15 fucking times. And how many fucking times have I fall off something trying to jump? And how many times are you fucking hanging off ledges? Like, everything about, I guess going back to the level design and the fucking controls suck. Oh, hey, guess what? There's a fucking centipede down here. I need to goddamn kick it. No, I'm just going to fucking punch. Keep now, punching. Maybe I fucking suck, and, you know, I can't figure out how to kick this bitch, but I'm like, this is not fun.
Yeah.
I do not have the proper tools to fucking get through this game is the way I felt.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I fucking hit the jump button and it either didn't jump or it jumped way too early. They were, I guess, you know, getting more into the controls too, is it was just unresponsive sometimes.
Yeah.
Double tapping to run fucking sucked.
See, mine was all keybinds at that point in time, so mine was fine.
We're going to put that in here with... you know, we'll jump on down to It's Hard as Hell.
Yep.
It'd
be difficult.
Hard as... I don't know what else to say. It's fucking tough. I do not know how anybody fucking speed run this game. Because the other part that makes it fucking hard is there ain't no fucking save either.
Yeah, no, that's my biggest thing. Is this game as hard as it is? There's no saves. audience, is there...
There is a continue.
I'm about to say there is, but I think you got limited continue, or is it unlimited? I can't remember, dude.
I started way the fuck back. I know that.
Yeah, I had too much Dayquil, NyQuil, and all that good shit in me. Sudafed.
So here's you know, I got in here the fucking gotcha traps. I just wrote in here, gotcha traps, spikes, those goddamn skeletons or ghouls that fall from the ceiling, teabagging, you can go to hell. Like, you had all the shit that you I would imagine that you probably laughed a few times and say, oh, look at these fucking spikes. Like, yeah, I found every fucking one of them, okay? Was not fun, not a fan.
Not
0 out of 10, don't recommend.
Not a murder time.
So on top of a fucking game that's made off of... You know, I'm sure there's a shitty movie, but based probably in general off shitty book that was made into shitty movies, then you give me shitty stuff like fucking teabagging goddamn skeletons or whatever they are.
Skeletons,
gotcha ghouls. Traps and spikes and unresponsive controls. So, yeah. Pretty far down on my shit list right there, you know.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not going to lie, even the gotcha traps irritated me on here just because of how unresponsive stuff was.
Now, I've only got one more. This isn't my biggest one. It's probably the whole fucking game pissed me off in general. I just put this in there because I knew going into it that this was a thing. And it is fucking weird, and I don't know that there's any other game that does it, but... Just knowing that your treasure chest can hold more than one crystal or more than one item.
Oh, yeah.
So that is really fucking weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would...
And you're not prompt.
Well, you know...
You open it and you...
Yeah. Like, in Zelda, just thinking out loud, like, the shit falls out of the box, perhaps. And you can see and get what you want. Or you
go over there and you hit it once, and you open it, and your dude auto prompts, and he pulls them out. This here, you open it... You hit it again.
So you never really know if your unresponsive controls is, did I get everything in? I don't know. That was just fucking weird.
Yeah.
And I would tell you, I would probably never even noticed it in the game and just thought this game was extra hard as balls because I would have just hit.
They gave you trap. They gave you decoy treasure chest.
It's just, I wouldn't know that I hadn't heard about this ahead of time that I would ever think to look in a treasure chest two times. Really fucking weird.
Yeah.
I don't really have nothing else in my heart about this game. Not a fucking fan of. So if you got any grievances.
No, I'm good. The treasure chest was my last one.
So I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I was going to look up some fun facts about Nosferatu. And they weren't even fucking good. Like, I don't even want to do fun facts. And everything was getting in these goddamn Dracula movies. And
yeah.
So... From what I take, I got one good fun fact that is going to probably blow your mind, and I got some reviews. Maybe I should just do the reviews first.
I know Nosferatu is the one that has the very fucked up teeth and fangs versus their traditional vampire.
All right. GamePro said that this game was frustratingly difficult. Check.
Yep.
But still worthwhile cinematic platformer.
I guess. I'll give you the cinematic.
They went on and said the game is frustrating due to the slow character movements and lack of a password or save function, and that the strong atmosphere and slow-paced strategic approach are among strong points. Four reviewers at Electronic Gaming Monthly found the graphics and sound to be impressive, but they complained about frustrations from poor responsiveness in the controls. They also said the game was something of a disappointment for how long it spent in development, which is the fun fact.
Mm.
And, Brett Weiss from All Game praised Nosferatu's graphics and audio, said it's imbued with cinematic style and flair, but didn't like the controls. He also didn't like the combat, and he said it was redundant and largely unexciting. Game Informer gave it an overall score of 6.75, I'm guessing out of 10. Yeah. Yes. Joypad gave it 91%. That is a bullshit joypad.
That's bold, boy.
6.75.
You could argue that to me. I wouldn't give it a 6.75, but I don't know that I would. Maybe 5. I feel bad going lower than that.
Because I'd give it a solid 6, personally.
So the fun fact of this game, which is super hard to believe when you look at the gameplay, maybe not with the cinematic. So the one thing that Electronic Gaming Monthly was really pissed off about was they were disappointed in the game because of how long it was in development. Apparently, this game was announced before the Super Nintendo was even launched, that it was in development.
Holy shit!
So then it didn't even come out until 95, so it was way late. And so you had multiple fucking years in development on this, and this is what you got.
Do you know what this is?
I'm scared to even ask. No, I do not. A shitty game?
This is the precursor to what we get now with people who have these games in developments for years and release an unfinished game because DLCs and patches can now make them better.
Right, right.
So imagine that. Imagine if they were released that now, but keep promising people, hey, patches are coming to make this game playable.
I'd be like, just patch your fucking controller.
It's Cyberpunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it took a year and a half of patches and updates for Cyberpunk to become even fucking playable.
I've heard a lot of people say they did No Man's Sky pretty good, too. I hear a lot of people on the No Man's Sky, like, building fucking massive-ass expensive fucking setups to play that game, which was shit on from the get-go.
Yeah.
But yeah, Cyberpunk, I know they gave fucking refunds to people.
Yeah.
And now I know one of the folks I know that was waiting on that game still plays that game. He's probably beat it 15 times. He plays it every fucking day. He says it's the best. He said it was the biggest disappointment and the best game that he's ever played.
I will say this. I had it pre-ordered. It was the biggest disappointment because I couldn't play it for nearly 7 months. And then after the patches came through, the game's actually pretty fucking good. It's really fun. It's really entertaining.
Well, as far as Nosferatu, I didn't fucking like it.
No, Nosferatu's terrible.
I thought it was a bad game. It was visually nice. And that
cinematically,
was
it was great.
Now, at the end of the day, it's like, how bad is it? That I've been thinking about, like, in the overall ranking, where the fuck this is going to fall. Because it was probably more fun than a lot of other games that I just said was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got some soul searching to do. Yeah. But, you got price charting and
give me those speed runs. Give me those monsters of a speed run.
All right. So, there is a speed run. Oh, yeah. And I fucking knew this game was going to be tough. I played it on fucking easy and still got fucked.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was multiple level selections, and we didn't know, even go into that. It was fucking hard.
So, 5 people have speedrun this on easy, and 2 have speedrun it on hard. One person owns it, both records, and then one person only ever speedrun it on hard.
Okay.
So, regardless if it's easy or hard. Now, the guy said, or girl that have the speed run put, run is deathless, but riddled with mistakes.
Okay.
It was playing on a Japanese emulator. Suriname is where they're from.
Suriname?
The second place person is from Dominican, Japan, Germany, Quebec.
Okay.
There is not an American on the fucking list.
Means you can get in there and do that.
No. No, no thank you. What would you just say? For you, what do you think it would take?
For me? God.
I bet you if I had a fucking Game Genie on it, it'd probably still take me like 3 fucking hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, solid 3 hours. 4 hours. Now, a deathless run? No continue? You're looking at 7 to 8.
So imagine, let's just say you have a Game Genie turned on, and you take no damage, and it's one hit kills. You still got to make the fucking jumps.
Yeah, you still got to do the jumps. You still got to do everything like that.
How do you?
I'd say like an hour 50, almost 2.
The 5th place guy or girl, Moo_Mooney, did it in 40 minutes and 35 seconds.
Jesus.
2 years ago. 3 years ago, Lacergo did it in 28 minutes and 43 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Third place 2 years ago did it in 28 minutes and 31 seconds.
Okay.
Then we take a gap. Green Knot 1294 said, fuck your 28 minutes and 31 seconds. And they had this 10 years ago. They had a fucking original speed run. Like, they had this record for 8 fucking years before somebody came along 11 months ago and beat them.
Oh, shit.
They beat it in 23 minutes and 16 seconds.
Okay.
I do not know how the fuck you did that in 23 fucking
minutes. Yeah, no.
K number 0 ZZX did it in 22 minutes and 17 seconds.
And riddled with mistakes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I mean, I think I'd rather watch 22 minutes of speedrun than have to play this fucking
game. Yeah, I agree.
So let's flip it over to Hard. Otakon. It's the number 0, tack 0 in.
Okay.
0 Takon or Otakon. 11 years ago, did it in 44 minutes and 41 seconds.
Otakon. Otakon. Yeah.
They did it in 44 minutes, 41 seconds. 3 years ago. So, you know what? K0ZZX, they had it on Hard 3 years ago. They fucking had this. And they just decided, hey, I'm going after the easy one. 11 months ago. So they must really love this fucking game.
Yeah.
They beat it on Hard. Let me see what the quote is. I just got the emulator. On Hard, 27 minutes, 37 seconds. God. I don't know if that's the most amazing thing I've ever seen per game, but you are a badass. Yeah. I will just tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that I can beat the first level in less than 20 fucking minutes, you know? Seems like the game takes forever. We talk about this game being slow, and it's 20 fucking minutes. And the rules are... From the opening cutscene after you skip it, and the last hit killing Nosferatu, and the laser and the controls go mute. 20 fucking minutes, Josh. you know, Miss Pac-Man, attainable.
Yeah, this? Absolutely not.
No. Every one of them was not a Dominican Republic, that may be a U.S. territory shit, I don't know. But they were not part of the Continental. You must got an easier fucking game in Japan and everywhere else. Yeah,
pal, maybe?
I know they didn't.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say that shit.
Make you feel better.
Yes. All right. Let's go in to price charting, Josh.
Okay.
I've got it tracking from 2007.
Okay.
To current. I've got a few multipliers you may not have thought about that you need to add in.
Okay.
So
this is what, episode 71?
71. Is that part of the multiplier?
No.
Okay. I didn't know. I don't know, you know. So we got a game that was, let me just put this in your head to fuck with your mathematics. So you got a game that was released late.
That was in production before.
So, my thinking is when I see 95, maybe there's not a lot of these things running around. Now, sometimes that's valid, sometimes it's not.
Yep.
So, just put that in mind. You determine that yourself. But also, let's just say, you know, traditionally, when a movie comes out, it spikes certain things. So, like,
if a
Transformer movie comes out, maybe a game spikes a little bit.
Yeah.
A Super Mario movie comes out, I can almost guarantee there was a little bit of a bump to Super Mario.
Yeah.
I don't know if Nosferatu or any other shitty Dracula clone. basically, from what I take on this, too, on the little bit more of the fun fact, is this was a fucking Dracula film, but they didn't have the fucking rights, and they said it was a ripoff of Bram Stoker's script that fucking sucked, too. Just saying that. That's why they ended up going with the name Nosferatu.
Yeah.
So, but with all that being said, I don't know that a Super Nintendo game necessarily gets that big a bump from a fucking movie. You know what, though? Maybe a fucking movie, or give me a goddamn series that'd be a good vampire one. Give me a goddamn Castlevania series. I don't like the games that much, but I would watch goddamn Simon Belmont fuck up
some. Watch the Netflix series.
They got one?
Yeah.
A Castlevania? Oh, it's a fucking
anime. It's an anime. Ah. But, dude, it's fucking good.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's fucking good.
You give me, like, a Castlevania, like, with the Witcher style.
Oh, the live action and all that? No, dude, I'm serious. Watch that Castlevania on Netflix. It's fucking banging.
I would get excited. If that was released instead of Nosferatu, I'd probably fuck with that.
Yeah.
So, with all that being said, I will give you... I can tell you the lowest it's ever been... or you can just pick a random date.
What's the lowest?
The lowest that I've seen this game, Joshua. So, I'm going to... Okay. So, you know, we're within a few bucks. So, we're just going to say in April of 2009... This game was roughly about $12.95.
Okay.
If you would like, I will... No, I'm not going to do it. You can pick another random date, and I'll tell you the price if you want. Or you can just take that with a grain of salt. That was in 2009. I could tell you what it was in 2019.
I'm about to say, yeah, give me 10 years later.
April of 2019, it was $76.59.
Fucking Christ.
So, I gotta ask you, what do you think a loose copy of this is running?
I'll go ahead and tell you this. Whatever the loose copy is, I'm taking the cash.
What if it was $12?
I'm taking the cash. So... Fuck. So late. So let's see here. Late release.
You know, I'd also watch a series. Like, you know, all vampires, I guess because you're old and fucking wise and they got all the time to accumulate the riches. I'd like a fucking movie about a vampire that lived a million years but made really bad decisions. Yeah. Like, it is always down and out, like, you better call Saul, like, that goofy shit happening all the time.
Yeah.
Like, to where he, like, just wants to die, tries to kill himself, and he can't even do that right. I would watch that.
Oh, Renfield, the Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, probably not watching that one either.
Dude, it's fucking stupid. You
wait. I think I watched it. Is it got like that young kid in it too?
Yeah.
I fucking watched it.
With Nicolas Cage as Dracula.
It was okay. So like the kid is like Igor and he's like in love with it. It was okay.
It's stupid. It's funny. Okay.
I'll tell you, I'd watch Renfield over Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah.
And I ain't ever watching any fucking interviews with any goddamn vampire.
So, my guess for the way I got the math working right here is it was late to the SNES, but it was in production since before the SNES. There's movies, books.
I wouldn't say it was in production. It was in development.
Development, whatever. / cult following. Because I know this type of game, books, series, everything like that has a cult following.
I will say, the cover, if you want to put this in your pocket... It's a little risque.
So.
Let me pull up the cover and show you.
I'm going to say that this has taken a dip.
And look at this, though. Is Nosferatu has got some woman.
Back. Oh, yeah.
And them titties are just
Yeah,
like,
they out.
I'll go ahead and tell you.
They almost
1995.
Out.
I'm looking. 2025? I'm looking. Just spoiler alert.
I'm going to call this an even $87.
You're low.
I'm low.
Quite a bit.
Okay.
Some might say way, but I would say quite a bit low.
Quite a bit? Okay. Then I'm going to take in the fact that there was probably not a lot of these made.
There's one sale a week, and it looks like it's dropped 19 cents. Because of the trend on it.
So, instead of 87, let's jump this to 135.
Still quite a bit low. I'll just go ahead and tell you. This game, I was worried with it being shitty and it being out this late that I should tell you, even with it being a shitty game, because people probably didn't want to fucking keep it. The game is $199.44.
So you're looking at $200.
So give me a complete price.
Oh, fuck God.
If you can give me a complete or a new price, I'll take either one. I can tell you what the manual and box.
Nope,
costs.
I'm going in with this blind.
Okay, well, you would lose money if you done the game together.
Yeah, I figured. That's why I'm going in with this blind. I'm not even going to bother with the math. So, 200 for a loose. Fuck. So, all that plus that. I'm not even throwing in COVID square root or anything. I'm actually going to add a bigger multiplier for cult following and not a lot made. So,
three sales for new ones per year, one sale per month on complete.
New is, I'm going to say, 750.
You're relatively close. A new one is $831.73.
Okay.
So he's less than $100. So I'll take that.
Yeah. Complete.
By the way, graded was $915. So why not pitch in another $100? But protect it for the rest of its life, because you sure as fuck ain't going to play it.
Yeah. Complete. I think it's weird.
So complete, loose is $200. New is $830.
Yeah. Complete, I think, is weird. And you said I was how much on a new?
New is $831.
$831.
And a loose, we'll just call it an even $200. Now, I'm going to fuck with you. I'm going to tell you the price of the manual on the box, even if you don't want it.
Okay.
A manual is $53.50. I would sell that in a fucking heartbeat if I had a manual.
Yeah.
If you've just got the fucking box only, it's $109.
I'd sell that in a heartbeat.
You goddamn right. That's just fucking cardboard, son. Yeah. Cardboard I spend a lot of money on, but not on this fucking game.
I think a complete one's $850.
No. Yeah, I know you're saying it's weird that it's more than a new one. A complete one is, here's the multiplier. Everything by two. You got a loose price of $199. A complete is $441.
Yeah.
Then you times it by two again, and you're roughly around your new price.
So yeah.
$441.31. It's actually take a $43 dip.
Okay.
So with all this being said, Josh, oh my God, are you fucking shitting me?
What's that?
I've got to look at something that might be the most absurd shit I've ever seen in my life. Okay, I hope this is a fake sale. And I don't know if they... I know eBay will not tell you what the best offer is on stuff.
Yeah.
Because there is, just looking here, it says in March of 2023, a Super Nintendo graded 8.5B factory sealed sold for $8,000. I'm going to guess that they asked for $8,000 and they took a best offer on it.
Yeah.
So I would lose my fucking mind. I can tell you 8,000 different fucking things I'd do than rather buy that game. There. So at the end of the day, $100 or the $200 cartridge, Josh?
I'm taking the $100.
If I told you this game or $5,
I'm probably taking the $5.
Here's my problem. I would take $100 because with $100, I can buy a lot of good to mid games.
Like, yeah.
Like, if I had this cartridge right now, I would 100% sell it into as a collector, and I don't have it, I would sell it. And what I would do is I would, if I sold it for anywhere between the $100 and $200, we'll say the $100 because we always go with half the price.
Yep.
I would take that $100 and I would invest it in the games I want. And if at the end of the day, Nosferatu, as bad as this game was and I did not enjoy it, it wasn't the worst game, but I didn't enjoy it. For $200 fucking dollars, it's that much worse for me.
Yeah.
Than ever wanting to play it again.
Yeah.
But if I could, if I got down to where the next cheapest game I needed in a Super Nintendo set was Nosferatu at $199, at that point, then I would buy it.
Yeah.
I would not regret selling it for $100 or trading it for $100 worth of games that I would rather have.
Have to add to your collection.
To me, this is a game I would just collect out of the sickness. It's not. Because I never want to play this game.
Yeah, this is the goblin getting a hold of you.
But, you know, I didn't enjoy the game. It's probably, I guess, I'm not going to say that I hate fucking vampire films, but there ain't a whole lot of good ones out there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I don't know. This one's going to be tough for me because it's the first game of the season. So you know what that means?
Number one regardless.
It's number one. The problem is, I think I need to look at the list from last season's ranking to kind of figure out where I want to put it. Because I don't want to bottleneck it in with these other games and then get stuck putting it in a place it don't deserve.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know.
Well, man. I mean, you see what I'm doing. I'm doing a heart-to-heart re-ranking on my next one. I'm actually going back and replaying some old games because my brain has sectioned them off into top 10 action adventure, top 10 questers, stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. So,
and since we're close to 100, might as well do a actual full-on re-rank with a true feeling for me.
Okay, I think I know where I'm going to go with my next pick. That's too much of a cop-out. All right, tell me what your prediction is for next week, Josh.
Football.
I think we're getting the foosball. Okay.
I think we're getting a football game.
Okay, so here's my thinking. Is we have Nosferatu, the movie comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, is it going to be like a game based off a movie? No, that'd be too played out. I'm thinking, you know, what holiday is it? We just passed Christmas and New Year's. Maybe it's going to be a holiday game, and I'm like, the next holiday upcoming would be, what, Valentine's Day? Then I was going to say it's going to be a game where it involves your health will be hearts. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of games, so yeah. I feel like that's a cop-out. So I think I'm going to rewind it back. All right. I am going to bitch out, but I'm going to call it. I think we're going to get another game that there's been a movie made over.
Okay.
But I really, and I like your football because football's fucking hot right now. We got college football playoff.
We do.
We got the Super Bowl upcoming.
Yeah, we got the playoffs all coming in the NFL. So I'm going football.
So I'm going to say, I'm wanting to think something that is a festive, like with the holidays. And I don't know of any real New Year's game. So I'm going to rewind it back and I'm going to say it's a game that there has been a movie released over, but I'm going to say it's going to be Home Alone.
Home Alone?
Home Alone. I want to go to Valentine's Day, but I can't think of a Valentine's or a game with Cupid in it. If it was like maybe Kid Icarus, but I don't think there's a Kid Icarus on Super Nintendo. So I'm just going to say Home Alone game with the movie.
Okay.
Hopefully it ain't a goddamn vampire movie. I know one thing.
I said, I'm going football. Because I think football's hot.
All right. We're going to come back, kick it off next week with the second game. And we'll see you then.
Let's do it.